Nancy Cardona, Nancy N-A-N-C-Y, Cardona, C-A-R-D-O-N-A, date of birth is July 2nd, 1974. This is for date of service, 12-22-2022. Ms. Cardona is a 40-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypothyroidism management, which is consistent with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. She also has a history of mild sleep apnea, insomnia, and a herniated disc. The patient is currently on Synthroid, brand name, 75 micrograms once daily for her hypothyroidism management. Her last labs were in September of 2022, indicating a TSH level that was 2.2 and a free T4 level of 1.6. The patient reports symptoms of palpitation. She is currently wearing a heart monitor. She reports symptoms of hair thinning and some dry skin, usually occurring in the wintertime. The patient had a uterine ablation in July of 2022. Her labs, dated 9-9-2022, showed a TSH of 2.2 and a free T4 of 1.6. Her thyroglobulin antibodies were elevated at greater than 1,000, and her TPO antibodies were 150. Plan number one for her Hashimoto's thyroiditis. My recommendation at this point is to get a current set of thyroid function studies, including a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also check her TPO antibody level, and her thyroglobulin antibody level. My recommendation is to continue the brand name Synthroid 75 micrograms daily, and recheck the levels and discuss any possible changes to the medication dose once we get the results. Period. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, she has taken a supplementation for vitamin D, and her level is now within normal limits and at an optimal level. Next number, for her vitamin B12, her current level is 500. The goal is for it to be greater than 500, and therefore I'm recommending a supplement of vitamin B12. Next number, her TPO antibodies were 150, and her thyroglobulin antibodies were greater than 1,000. Next summer, I'm recommending taking thyroid support supplement through FullScript as well. And for her vitamin B12 deficiency, I would like for her to get vitamin B12 injections once a week for the next month, then every other week for the following month, and then once monthly to maintain her levels at an optimal range greater than 500. Next number, for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done today, and we are pending the results. Her last thyroid ultrasound was done on December 9th, 2021, indicating a dominant nodule on the right, measuring 5 by 2 by 3 millimeters, and a dominant nodule on the left, measuring 8 by 5 by 3 millimeters. We will review the results of her current thyroid ultrasound and likely get a thyroid ultrasound on a yearly basis. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.